Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
And our pod squad are with me this afternoon, where they trawl through all of the podcasts that are out there to pick the good ones and to try and separate all the rubbish ones so you don't have to waste your time listening to them. Today, we are talking about Hysterical.
There was a lot going on with these girls having outbursts.
Reporting, more than a dozen girls at Leroy High School say they have an illness that causes severe tics and verbal outbursts.
I felt like Linda Blair in The Exorcist.
Wow.
A mystery illness and spreading fast.
And then next thing you know, they're going bleh, and their arms are swinging.
With a diagnosis, the state tried to keep on the down low.
So by then, everybody thought I was holding something back.
Well, you were holding something back intentionally.
Yeah.
And when it finally comes out, feels positively Looney Tunes.
It's called mass hysteria.
Especially for a woman.
It's used when doctors don't know the diagnosis.
Something's wrong here. Something's not right.
Yeah, my pod squad this week, stylist and journalist Laura Mullett and entertainment and culture journalist Rory Cashin. Well, Rory, what's it about?
So it starts off with a group of high school girls in one very specific upstate New York high school. And they all, out of nowhere, seemingly start to develop a series of physical and verbal tics. And everyone around them initially believes that it's they're just making it up, looking for
attention. What kind of tics?
It would be like physical sudden jerks. It would be kind of almost like involuntary shouts or yelps or just repeating words that they can't help themselves halfway through conversations and stuff. And it seemingly is getting worse and worse and spreading throughout the school and then spreading throughout the entire town. And it's this one gentleman who's trying to get to the bottom of how it began and just basically, is there anything that can be done to help the girls?
How many episodes, Laura?
Seven episodes. And you know what? From the get-go, you're kind of hooked. You're sort of thinking, that's so scary. I think it's everyone's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
And then as you're listening to it and the girls actually speaking on the podcast, you can hear these tics. So to me, it sounds a little bit like Tourette's. So, but Tourette's obviously isn't contagious. And, you know, these girls are being accused of making it up, looking for attention. And I suppose it's a bad example of, you know, young women's pain being minimized or not being taken seriously. But there are some factors, as you find out as you listen to the podcast, as it unravels, that are definitely, you know, leading to these issues.
So I've only came back, obviously, towards the end of last week. I've only listened to the first episode of this, right? Mm. Truth be told, have to be honest. and... like, I have found the first episode interesting. I am going to stick with it. Is it worth sticking with, Rory?
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
It's tricky because I almost don't want to spoil some of the revelations.
Oh yeah, don't now. I don't want too many spoilers. But
no.
What sort of a sense do we get in the podcast? I really only got, obviously, the introduction.
So it is like the presenter does bring it across as almost like a medical mystery. And it's pinned against this specific town, but also he makes some fantastic parallels across the length of the show, going as far back as the Salem witch trials.
Sorry, who is the host again?
Oh, I've got his name here. Dan Tabernaski, I think his name is.
Okay.
Had
you come across him before?
I'd heard of some of his shows. I knew of Missing Richard Simmons, which was one he did a few years ago. And I heard of, he did a podcast series called 9/12,
okay,
which was set the day after 9/11, yeah, all the events and the people in the aftermath of that. So I've known of him, but I've never actually listened to any of his previous
stuff
series. But like from the back of this, I will actually go back into his back.
Have you listened to all seven episodes?
I have.
You have, yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Same. My only issue with them was the town is called Leroy or Leroy. And at some point in every episode, he's interviewing someone and he's going, now, is it Leroy or is it Leroy? And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's the thing that annoys you about it. But first of all, Laura, were you familiar with this story?
I'd heard of it. I didn't realise that it was connected to this podcast, though. So I'd heard about one of the environmental factors that may be causing these issues in the young women. I couldn't believe it, that the way it was connected and the way it was mapped out. So what I found really fascinating about this podcast was about four episodes in, Erin Brockovich comes on the case.
Because it has, from listening to you guys, it has that Erin Brockovich feel about it.
It really does. And I think it's so funny. It nearly felt logical because I was thinking in my head, that film with Mark Ruffalo, we were talking about that recently.
Dark Waters.
It kind of, that kind of thing of like Tefal and like those kind of lawsuits about chemicals and water and, you know, environmental issues. But I suppose it's really, really interesting to hear a podcast that you hear from the people involved. You're hearing from the families. You're hearing from the doctors.
So you do hear from the girls involved in this.
You hear from the girls involved. And you hear from the doctor that's like, you know, because of HIPAA violations, she couldn't really go around and say, oh, everyone is having the same issues. But I suppose it's a lot of brave people trying to stick up for themselves and trying to be assertive and figure out what is going on. And do we need better professionals in here to figure out how to move past this? And I suppose when something like this starts spreading like wildfire, it creates a hysteria in the community. Mm. But that doesn't mean that I suppose this is a hysteria in terms of an issue.
Right.
That it's not just people kind of pretending to have a problem because they're freaked out or worried.
Were you impressed with the guests in this?
I thought the people that they had on were so interesting because they had historians, again, who were trying to parallel the events of this to the Salem witch trials back in the day because that was considered one of the biggest mass hysteria events. And then they have people on from CIA. They have people who work directly with Erin Brockovich. Like, they have so many interesting sideline stories where they're constantly trying to explain to us the rationale behind these mass events and how they can, a lot of them are just like line of sight contagion where you see someone else doing it and that's enough for your brain to have picked up and effectively caught what it's looking at, which is sort of terrible. Like, I was walking down the street listening to him explain how this contagion happened and I felt myself getting a bit nervous because I was like, if I keep hearing the verbal tics, is that how they're picked up? Like, it obviously not, but
right,
he was explaining how the brain mimics and if it sees, if it picks up on these things, you can't help yourself. They're involuntary.
Were you aware of this story?
Absolutely not.
No. I wasn't either.
I suppose I follow all those kind of Erin Brockovich-y kind of stories. I feel like that's an adjective I'm creating there.
Yeah,
I'm interested in it and I do find it fascinating that, you know, these sort of things they do feel like suppressed from kind of mainstream media. You sort of have to go looking for them, really. But when they're brought to light, you're like, how can that happen?
And how do we not hear about it in our case, Rory?
Yeah. How can there be kind of pollution or how can there be external issues that can lead to something? Because again, without giving too much away, I'm really trying to be guarded because it's a fantastic podcast.
Yeah, I know. I don't want you. Yeah. No, sometimes I'm like, it's out loud. Actually, how long is this out?
I think the final episode came out the end of August.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's very recent.
Yeah. Very recent, yeah.
What I liked about this, though, what I feel kind of backed up the kind of central themes of the story were a couple of episodes in, they kind of explained another incident that happened 30 years predating what they're talking about that could also contribute to this issue. So I just feel like there's a lot of backed up in facts. It's not very speculative. I think that's really interesting because it's explained really clearly. And like you're saying about, you know, mass hysteria and how it works in a contagion and how people mirror each other's behaviours. And I think teenagers, you know, I suppose young people can be described as really impressionable. But one of the issues here is the fact that it was only happening to girls. There was a bit of a question. I think there was one boy down the line, but they were kind of like, well, why is it only happening to girls? And sure, there a lot of them were cheerleaders that were on a football field. So it's just really, really fascinating how it unravels.
Do you get at the end of is the seventh episode that you've listened to, is that, Rory, is that the conclusion?
Yes.
Oh, so we get an end to this, do we?
Proper kind of mini-series end of it, yeah.
Oh, good, I like that.
Closure is good. Closure is healthy.
I like to know they've solved it. Whatever the answer, I like to know that there was a start, middle and end.
I won't say they solved it. I'd say it ended. And I'll leave it like that.
But you've closure. but you'll have closure
because they
kind of brought it to the point of what's realistic and what's, you know, you kind of like, okay, you know that a stone isn't left unturned, so to speak. So I think that is more palatable, isn't it, when you listen to a podcast?
Well, I am going to listen to this because I was definitely taken in by the first one. And I like the idea of it and the story. And your review now has definitely hooked me to stay with it because sometimes I can be a little bit put off if I haven't got towards the end of it. But no, I am. And the fact we get a form of conclusion is good enough for me. How many stars out of five, Rory?
Four, I think.
Oh, yeah. Good
really,
result.
Really good. Yeah.
Why are you taking off one?
Yeah, similarly, there's some A-sides that the host does to inject some personality that just kind of rubbed me up the wrong
Sometimes
way.
Sometimes you feel it doesn't need it. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you mean the Julia Roberts teeth thing? He has a fixation about Julia Roberts. And I know, obviously, she played Erin Brockovich, won the Oscar, etc. But I'm like, we get it. She's a lovely smile. She's great teeth. He's a bit like, this is nothing to smile about. But there's only like a minuscule spritz of cheesiness, right?
Yeah.
It's fine. We can move past it. But I do think he's a brilliant presenter and he's very good at what he does.
How many stars are you going to give?
I'd give it six. I think
six out of five. Laura. Four out of five,
I'd say.
Yeah, brilliant.
He doesn't get an extra star for the cheese.
You'll recommend it.
4 out of 5, yeah. I don't know. I just feel like with it, it is a tough story to listen to in parts, yeah. But I think it is very, very well mapped out.
We're recommending?
No, 6 out of 5.
100%. 6 out of 5, I love it. Stylist and journalist Laura Mullett, entertainment and culture journalist Rory Cashin, thanks a million to you both for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.